It's Tuesday, February 11, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Vitbian. Citizens from all walks of life are still paying tributes to founding father Dr. Sam Daniel Shafishuna Nyoma, who passed away last Saturday at Lady Pohamba Private Hospital in Windhoek. One of his grandchildren, Winnie Mukupuki, spoke to our journalist Angie Scholes.
It's been amazing to see the impact that he's made, the difference that he's made. And he was just one of those people who are so devoted to the nation that he was literally dedicated fully to the nation's prosperity in every sense. We are saddened, but we are also very proud. Now, as grandchildren, his spirit lives on within us.
Angie also spoke to Prince Nyoma, who said his grandfather taught him a lot about maintaining peace, adding that it is something he will forever live with.
Yo, I can't put it into words, but what I can definitely say is that such moments as they were explained to me, it makes me realize just how blessed we are as a Namibian nation not to go through that form of colonial oppression that he and all the comrades and land fighters went through. It's an element of gratefulness that I just want to express.
Following the tragic death of NAMDI employee Francis Asep during a robbery last month, the company has suspended CEO Dr. Alisa Amupolo, COO Waoroka Kauta, and security manager Paulines Sheapo. Authorities have arrested two suspects while another suspect was fatally wounded. NAMDI's spokesperson Beverly Kosimo.
NAMDI's board is committed to good governance and continues to act in the best interests of the business and all its stakeholders. The board has complete confidence in the interim CEO, Ms. Leli Usiku, to ensure the business remains firmly on course.
To South Africa now, where COSATU says South Africa owes it to the gallant sacrifices of the Namibian people, led by former President Sam Nyoma, to deepen and strengthen the bonds between the two people at all levels. Nyoma died on Saturday, aged 95. COSATU's Zanele Sabela says during his first term in office as head of state in the 1990 to 95 era, Nyoma focused on reconciliation and nation building, much like former President Nelson Mandela.
The National Assembly bestowed on him the title of founding father of the Namibian nation, while SWAPO dubbed him leader of the Namibian revolution. A much loved figure, his legacy will live on. This is a painful loss not only to our sister liberation movement SWAPO, but the entire Namibian nation.
Continentally, Nigeria's oil refinery, Africa's largest, is expected to reach full operational capacity within the next 30 days, according to its head. CNBC Africa indicates the 650,000 barrel per day facility, built by Nigerian billionaire Aliko Dangote in Lagos, began processing crude oil into diesel, naphtha, and jet fuel in January last year, with petrol production starting in September. While aiming to compete with European refineries at full capacity, the refinery has faced challenges in securing adequate local crude supply. On the international front, China is accusing Donald Trump of weaponizing trade after he announced he'll impose 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium entering the United States. The U.S. president also says he's planning reciprocal tariffs on any country currently taxing American products. Benji Haya is our correspondent.
Canada, one of the United States' biggest steel trading partners, warns this would have a damaging impact on its economy, whilst another ally, Australia, fears thousands of American jobs could be lost if the president pushes ahead with his proposals. His trade policy has already sparked retaliation from one rival, China. Its tit-for-tat tariffs on some US exports came into effect today. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.